But in the meantime, I just want to get an update on a story which our listener Sharmila raised on the show yesterday, and she asked for information. I didn't have a lot to hand to share with you then, but I am able to rectify that today because we have a bit more detail available to us now. Not the kind of detail I'm happy to share, I have to say. I'm talking about the desecration of graves in the Mowbray Muslim Cemetery. It appears to have been an act of deliberate Islamophobia. The headstones of a number of graves were removed and were formed into the shape of a cross within the space of the graveyard. To tell us a little bit more about precisely the nature of the damage and what needs to happen next, it's my pleasure to welcome on the line the chairman of the MJC's Cemetery Management Committee, Sheikh Riyad Fattah. Riyad, thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Obviously, it's a terribly upsetting act of desecration, which will have been terribly upsetting in particular to the people whose loved ones are buried there. Can you just sketch for us the extent of and the nature of the damage?
Yeah, no, it is very bad and it is very sad. I must tell you, people are saddened. People are phoning, asking, is my father, my mother, my child's grave, is it okay? We must remember that this part of the cemetery is, and for the lack of a better word, is fresh graves, meaning people have been buried there recently, as last week, Sunday that has passed, the week before that, and so on. So while people have just buried their loved ones and now they have to come back to a grave that has been desecrated and so on. So it's traumatic for
Absolutely.
Many people.
Yeah.
And the fact that everybody knows that it's a Muslim graveyard, we strongly feel that this Islamophobic attack that has come. As far as the cross and that is concerned, there's so many different theories to it. Some have said it's an Antichrist cross. Mm. The holes that are there, normally the grave diggers dig extra holes for the funerals for the next day. Those holes have been filled with graves, headstones that has been put in a particular way. I have written to UCT's religious department to ask them for help to identify these things, the signs that has been left there and so on. But at the same time, we've also called for calm in the Muslim community as we deal with this, because with the cross being there, we're not going to say all Christians are responsible for that. It is but these people with their Islamophobic tendencies that have come forward.
Riyad, I mean, it must have taken hours to do this because some of those headstones are incredibly heavy. There were more than 70 that were moved, I understand. That would suggest, A, that it was probably more than one person involved, and B, they must have had access for quite a length of time. What is the security like around the cemetery? Did they take advantage of a time when there is no sort of direct security over the area?
I think they took advantage of the time when nobody is around. We must remember this part of the cemetery, which is closer to the inter freeway, it's completely dark there. Mm. And it is it's more than a kilometer from where the entrance is, so it is quite far away. And I agree with you. I've been there myself. Tried to lift up one of the marble headstones. You need 2-3 people to lift it. And we are assuming that this must have happened just after the sun had come up, because it is arranged, you know, in particular ways that it looks like somebody didn't make a mistake.
Yeah.
In the way that it's been arranged and so on. And the way certain things have been moved, one plank of one grave moved onto another grave, it's really to cause some chaos in the cemetery.
Yeah. I mean, we're deeply sorry to hear of what has happened. It really is incredibly distressing. And I'm glad to see how many and diverse religious communities have spoken out saying how appalled they are by this. So I'm glad to see that there's been that unified support. My final question is really, if community members are concerned that it might be one of their loved ones' graves which has been disturbed, is the best thing for them to do to contact the MJC directly?
The best thing for them to do is to go to the cemetery directly.
Okay.
And This is only for those who have had burials in the last 2 months or 3 months at most. And to go there and identify where the grave is. By the way, that is another important thing. We're very thankful that the grave itself has not been upset.
Okay, it's not been turned the headstones, right.
Only the headstones have been removed.
Well, that is
so that they go to the cemetery and recognize or identify where the grave is, so that they can, and then also look at the headstones and get the name of the person so they can be put back on its place again.
Sheikh Riyad Fattah, thank you so much for the update. Chairman of the MJC's Cemetery Management Committee, we understand that Woodstock Police are also investigating a case of malicious damage to property associated with these events. So thank you for your time, and please just heed that request that if you are concerned, you go directly to the cemetery itself to check whether your loved one's grave has been affected. I mean, it's an appalling act. It is an act that just speaks of malicious intolerance, if I can put it that way. And I'm relieved to see how many people and communities from very diverse backgrounds are speaking out in unison against what has happened there.